Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deron only retaliated because the refs literally saw the first punch, you know what I'm saying? And I don't blame him for the way he reacted, you know. And Tempest got to flying. I mean, it is what it is. It's a physical game. It happens. But on my end, I just got to be smarter in certain situations and protect the team.
You saw St. Brown hit Deron?
Yeah, for sure. And they did too. Some bullshit. 100%.
Yeah, Doc. Let's talk about it, brother man.
I just left a bullpen session where Grant Paulson was throwing the football to Anthony Haney, and Haney was doing it to Jerry Rice. It was pretty impressive.
All hands, Doc.
The Grant's got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's smoking that pill down here in our in the bullpen area here at the station, home of 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. I was impressed watching that. When I saw Payne go after this young man, the Trojan, I knew then that the Trojan had sucker punched him. Because big dudes, they don't get hit like that a lot in their life. So when somebody sucker punches a big man, he coming. He's coming. What is he scared of? He's scared of nothing. So he's coming. Now, is it good judgment? No, because they set you up to get you thrown out of a game. But I knew when I saw it, I can't wait to see how he got teased a hit. Because a big dude gets slapped by a little dude, he going to lose his mind. Mm-hmm. I never saw what happened. I saw the reaction.
So you believed it?
No, I knew something happened to him.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people were just like, since there was no video evidence.
Oh, no, there was video.
Well, we can get it until after everything. The fact, though, Doc. We can get it until after the fact.
Because they didn't want you to know it until after the fact. They film everything.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. It's an in-house move. Not only do they have too many non-athletes out there on the battlefield making these split-second decisions, in my opinion, they saw that thing from day one, and they knew what was up. It still doesn't make it right for a player. If it were tennis or golf, you want to throw yourself out? Be my guess. You just gave your teammates the finger.
Yeah.
And that's the part where, and it's happened before. Him and John had a fight in Dallas.
Yeah.
On the sideline. I can't trust you. I can't trust you. And you don't make that many plays for me to even make this a decision. But he was balling. I was really impressed with what he was giving. He was giving this big man play. And it's the most consistent of all of them to me. So now I got to lose the guy that's most consistent because for me, he won't be on the field again. If you don't care about me to that degree, then why would I care about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to move him. I need to move anybody that has that low of a football IQ does not need to be on my team. Because I'm tired of messing around with these dudes that don't win enough and carrying this stuff. I'm done. Now, if you, we can, I like the conversation, whatever they decide to do, then fine. But me personally, I have got to find people that are excited about playing the game the right way. I ain't got to beg you. I gave you a bag. And you coming up again for another bag. We have a bag relationship. I ain't mad at it. I pay, you play. Okay, I've done my part. When you going to do yours?
Yeah, but what does this say for a team like the Commanders? Obviously, you know, we've lost five straight. But for the ref to be there and not call anything, not throw a flag, not eject Amon Ra, like, what does that say about our team that, you know, we don't get these kinds of calls when obviously it's like blatantly obvious in front of, you know, the ref? Like, the ref is standing right there when Amon Ra, like, punches Deron Payne. And also, Doc, because you played the game, how do you balance, you know, being a professional and then the dude crossing the line and, like, testing your manhood? Like, a dude just slapped you in the face, like, out of nowhere. Like, are you not supposed to respond? I guess it's easier for us to, you know, look at it in hindsight and say, all right, Deron should just walked away. Like, being the bigger man sometimes does require just walking away. But sometimes, like, a guy, he might cross a line in between those lines. You play the game at a high level.
Team can afford his absence,
yeah,
then you go buck wild.
Okay.
He should know better.
Okay.
They can't stop a nosebleed.
No, they can't. They can't do anything.
So I have got to think big picture. Otherwise, I got set up. He got played. That's my point. A wide receiver slaps the defensive tackle, knowing he going to get retaliated upon, but it might get that big bear off the field, and it did. Mm. If it gets him off the field, and it did, and then now he's going to take him off the field again, and the bag is loose. I would have made my plea to the NFL, fine him, because he's paying for it. It's coming out of his bag, not mine.
Yeah.
But I need him to play in the game. The NFL needs him to play in the game, because we need a better product for the NFL fans to see better football. That's the problem. Nobody wants to come and see some team get dump trucked. We want to see tight, good, aggressive games. Well, I would like my team to route every game, but that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
So you coach youth. What do you tell your kids? They come in and they say, Mr. Haney, what do you think? What are you going to tell them?
I mean, obviously I would have prefer for my guys to, you know, walk away, but I ain't gonna hold you, Doc. I'm from Round Away, man. And if somebody,
I played basketball, Doc. You're now an instructor.
You're right.
You are leading now young lives. What do you tell your kids?
I mean,
and then, man, come on, man. You know, I hope the people listening to hire you to pay you.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell my kids. What they should do. They should do the politically correct thing.
Mm-hmm. Why is it just politically?
Yeah. Huh?
Correct.
You say, why is it politically?
Yeah, why is it just politically correct?
I mean,
you act like there's no downside to you going after somebody.
No, there isn't. There is a downside. And I think kids shouldn't, you know, cross that line.
Right.
But I think sometimes it is okay to stand up for yourself. I think somebody hits your teammate, like your quarterback. Somebody goes after your quarterback. What are you supposed to do?
Quarterback. Well, you got another fine. You got another dumb who's trying to taunt a quarterback. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Don't have anything to say to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
This game has already distinguished itself as being completely unfair when it comes to that position.
Yeah.
They would really like nobody even touch the quarterback. I think the league hates sacks. They're trying to preserve these people. What makes this game so much like WWE, why it's so thrilling, or NASCAR, is that you cannot predict or protect from the collisions.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they made this a softer game to a degree. seeing Daryl Stingley, I can still see that image in my, you know, the Lions kids got when someone is paralyzed or knocked out in that, you don't shake that one off.
Yeah.
You love to see these big hits, but it got to be done a certain way. But why is it just our team that's penalized?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It seems just to be us. Could you see certain teams? You see the Eagles getting away with false starts on the tush push.
Not even called.
You see the Packers getting away with false starts.
Blue blood programs, man.
I'm just like, blue man, we programs. Can't catch a break. Yeah. Like
NFL, this league has been around a long time.
Yeah.
And it's not equal.
No.
There are some people that sit in certain seats that will never not have they behind in them seats. I don't know why people think this is not rigged as well. What isn't rigged to a degree? The benefit of the doubt always goes to certain people that have that blue blood thing going for them with this league. They've been around from day one.
Mm-hmm.
They have some political clout.
Mm.
And unfortunately for us, it's Nate Washington.
Not right now anyway.
No, it's not. It's not the last team to be integrated. They're not on the good boy list. So you got to be better than damn it, you other people you play. Because you're not getting the benefit of the doubt on almost anything. And if you don't believe me, just go back and watch your history. Watch your books. Watch your teams. See the calls. Nothing consistent about any of it. Ever. So that's why we said we just got to beat them on the scoreboard. We got to beat them in every way possible. Don't leave this up to doubt.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to tie. We don't win tiebreakers. Not especially who you playing, New York, playing Dallas. You can forget it.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
That's when I feel like we're Philadelphia. We're the closest thing to Philly. Philly has to be better. They just know, well, we got to whoop y'all's behind because ain't no way we're going to get anybody giving us anything because people can't stand them. Not the team, but their fan base is so obnoxious that it kind of flows over and contaminates them. You whoop Chris, you know, they whoop Santa Claus behind what they did to Mike Irvin. Look at some of the things that, not the team, but their base. Would you send a loved one to an away game? I always think you want a good prank. Send somebody 2 tickets, send them to Philly for a game. That's a prank. That's not a gift. Especially if they wear colors. And you know what? Everybody knows it. And what do the cops down there do? Nothing. Nothing. It's a horror show that I've seen with my own eyes. What happens to some fans or whatever. That should not be tolerated anywhere. Not here, nowhere. Should you be endangered going to a game. I love the rival talk. I love the smack talk. All that, but it has a limit. I'm watching video stuff now, people fighting at our place. Really? Unacceptable. Because some young person could get hurt in this process, and that's unacceptable. It is. And you know, most of the people, if they got a little of that oil in their system, it just escalates itself. So those are some of the dark side of things that happen in this game that we all love and we adore. Why football? Why is it so popular? You think it's the most popular sport on the planet?
No question.
Okay, but why?
Everybody loves it. What, you said the planet or the country?
Well, no, I can't. Excuse me, you're right. Hey, soccer, forgive me. The pitch? Forgive me.
Yeah.
In America.
America, football. Yeah, no question.
Football. Not football.
Yeah.
Football.
I'm about to say.
No, football is sick.
Yeah. That's everywhere.
It's still the most engaging crowds that sing for an entire game.
I need to go to one of those games.
But you can go to Audi. Now, that's a scaled down version of it. But World Cup, dude, that's adrenaline. Just like now, have you been to a NASCAR event?
Nah, never NASCAR.
You had to put it on your list. You got to put it on your list. Make sure you got headphones. But yeah, put it on your list.
I got you.
Yeah. Is there a sports bucket thing for you that you will accomplish within the next year?
Oh, I'm going to a soccer game. I think next year for my 30th, I want to go back to Europe. So one of my goals is getting to one of those soccer games, just being in the atmosphere, seeing what it's like. So, yeah, definitely a soccer game.
Okay. Impressive.
And then from there, I don't know. I'll figure it out. But soccer.
You're older than Linnell.
Yeah, I look young. But I'm old, man.
Good God almighty.
About to be the big 3-0.
Linnell looks 50. He just happens to be 27.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Yeah, he looks 50. But it's, that's good. I'm glad you have a goal. I'm proud of our people that traveled. I mean, I think all the regulars over there, you know, Ted, Road Warriors already checked in.
Yep.
You know, it's that says a lot. I still, every time I mention Cleveland, and I'll never not mention it because I don't think a lot of people recognize it, how powerful their fan base is. And they haven't won anything since I had an Afro. I'm telling you, that's how I judge loyal fan base. Who has more loyalty? Who has a bigger show and a draw without the wins than Cleveland? So why isn't that considered the best fan base in football? Among the best. They can't be the best.
Yeah.
Because you see that black and gold thing that made it to the West Coast? It was a mob. Seriously, the Rams. But they've done that to us. The Steelers have done that here. They humiliate you if they, because they'll put 30,000. They'll put 25 to 30,000 in your place. I did the Jacksonville game back in the day for Westwood One on the sideline. They played the Jags down there. I swear to God, I thought I was at Three River. They humiliated their fan base. They had 40,000 in there. That's crazy. And that game in L.A., it's not like the Chargers are punks. And they fan base, San Diego fan base was loyal. They were a lot like Buffalo. They just didn't get their due. But if San Diego Chargers, that's a travesty that the league pulled off. They pulled it off for money. But it's a travesty because they had a loyal fan base. And them Bolts, but what the Steelers did, should be criminalized. They should have got served time for that. They travel. And that's this group here, we have great presence on the road. Have you been on a Burgundy and Gold road trip?
Nah, not yet.
Oh, man, yeah.
Not yet.
That's okay. Hey, look, you got time. You're an infant. You got time.
Oh, well, technically, yeah. I saw the Commanders play the Colts in Indianapolis.
Okay, I thought you didn't mention it because it was preseason?
Nah. That was regular season.
Okay. And I thought I remember you being there and saying you were going to be there and talked about your boys up there, but you didn't mention it. So I said, okay, I won't say nothing.
It's funny because you see this cereal box right here?
Yeah.
So on the back of it, that picture is from the game I was at in Indianapolis, where Taylor Heinicke throws the ball down the field and Terry McLaurin mosses Stephon Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Scrubs there.
Yeah. So I was at that game. That's the only away Commanders game I've been to.
Yeah, Lucas Oil Field.
I think I'm a little scared to go to Philly. But I'll make my way up there.
No, don't do it. Let it pass.
It's not worth it?
Not unless you're going to have on green.
What if I go up there with my friends, my gang?
Your gang ain't rough enough for this.
They not rough enough?
No, not for this. Not for Philly. Because they take – see, the cops over there are gutless.
Oh, they don't care.
They used to have a jail in there, which you know you're doing something wrong if you have to build a jail in your stadium. They had a jail in there for these idiots.
Yeah.
All it does is promote it. It lets you know, oh, y'all, okay, so y'all ready for us. Yeah, that was stupid. That's stupid. See, and I'd have been bull whipping people. See, if I had a problem with you. See how you like that. But it's the alcohol. Really, if you allow people to get that wasted, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's crazy.
The one thing they do, I think it's the multiple stadiums slot utilizing that park. Philly did a great job, you know, with that, the arenas. But don't be there for a 1 o'clock game and then Flyers. They dropped that puck at 7:30. People have been there tailgating since 10 a.m. It is the most intoxicated people I have ever seen in my life outdoors. Because they've been there balling all day. Some of you, if you're listening and you're part of that, I'm glad you made it home. We'll come back. We'll get back to the phone lines at 301-230-0980. Burgundy and Gold today. The Varsity is in town, in the seat. And tomorrow, brace yourself, because he's back. We'll be back.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.